You're listening to eDirus.com.
الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما آتاكم الرسول فخذوه وما نهاكم عنه فانتهوا، صدق الله العظيم. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. درو شيخ الله. Honorable brothers in Islam, mothers and sisters listening at home, inshallah, just to continue from our last session of dars, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned asharun min al-fitra, asharun min al-fitra, 10 things are from a natural practice for all human beings. And all of the items mentioned in the hadith relate to cleanliness, purity, and hygiene, which is very, very important. Subhanallah, when we look into the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, compare Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to Ibrahim alayhi salam, Musa alayhi salam, Isa alayhi salatu wa salam. In fact, any of the Nabi that comes to mind, combine all the prophets and in front of them just one Nabi, Allah's Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was given a monumental task. A monumental task. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught his followers everything. Everything. Whatever comes to mind, you will find some reference to it in the hadith of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He taught his followers how to dress up, how long the shirt, the kurta, should be for the men, how long the qamis should be for the women, how long and short should be the izar, the trousers, for the men folks, how long and short should be the izar for the women folks, what material is halal and jais for the men, and that which is unlawful, what is jais for women and not jais for them. Everything, subhanallah. What a Nabi. He taught his followers how to laugh and how to cry. Imagine that. How much you should cry, when you should cry, when not to cry, how much to laugh, when not to laugh. Everything. Subhanallah al-Azim. What to eat, what to drink, what to pray when you drink milk, what to pray when you drink water. What is halal, what is haram, what you can eat, what you can't eat. Detailed information in 63 years. Completely independent. Everything is in this one great Nabi, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whatever you want to know, it is in the hadith of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What you should do, how one should, what one has to do when he goes to sleep, what he should read, the mannerisms of sleeping, and if you wake up in the night, what you should do. When you wake up in the morning, what you should do. If you need to go to the toilet, what you should read. The mannerism of Qaza-e Hajat, when one needs to go for the call of nature, exiting the toilet, how to do ghusl, how to do wudu, how to maintain your body, the facial hair, that which can be removed, that which cannot be removed, the hair of the body that you can remove, the hair of the body that you can't remove. Every detail, what a great teacher Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was. What a great Nabi. Today we haven't got time. We have got time for internet, we have got time to watch the latest movies, we have got time for dunya, we have got time for everything. But we haven't got time to listen and to understand and to take in knowledge and to hear the masail and the rulings and that which relate to very important parts of your body. Otherwise, in fact, nothing of your act of worship is accepted. Subhanallah. And so in the last session, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, qassu sharib, the trimming of your moustache and the clipping of your moustache. And so the hair that is towards the upper part of your lip should be clipped, that you can shorten. And then Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the same hadith makes mention of one word, which is lihya. Lihya is an Arabic word. And lihya means hair that is in line outwardly, in line with your dentures. Hair that is in line with your dentures outwardly. Referring to the beard. Referring to the beard. So this beard, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes mention of it from the 10 things of fitrah. That as for your face, the facial hair, one can remove from this side, where your lip is, the upper lip. But that what is termed as your lihya, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, let it grow. Let it grow. Wa'ful liha. Wa'ful liha. And wa'fu in the hadith, it means that let your beard grow. And this is from the things what we would call fitrah, which is something very, very important. In fact, every Nabi that came, Hazrat Adam alayhi salam to Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, every Nabi had a beard. Every Nabi. Have you ever seen in your life a picture of Jesus Christ, a painting of Jesus Christ, painted not by the Muslims but by the non-Muslims? Have you ever seen Jesus Christ in a t-shirt? Have you ever seen him completely shaven, that there is no hair? Even the non-Muslims, when it comes to presenting Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, and the films that are out there, of course, you'll see of Moses and Jesus and everyone, the garb that they put on is all about what you will actually see a Muslim man doing today. A very long beard of Moses and a very long beard of Jesus, and Jesus having this amama, this turban that is covering the head. Isa alayhi salam, every Nabi that came had a beard. There is not a single Nabi that came that did not have a beard. And beauty was actually given to the prophets. The most handsome in the creation of Allah, who is it? Who? My, you people are fasting after Maghrib. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The most beautiful was who? Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the most handsome. And the face of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is something that people can't even describe. Breathtaking beauty. Very, very handsome. Very handsome man. And Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had a beard. So why should we be shy, my respected brothers? How long are we going to live in this dunya for? How long? 50, 60, 70 years, and then what? Who are we going to please? Who are we going to please? We have to be actually very proud of who we are. It is our identity. It is our identity. Like a man has a uniform. In fact, so much so masail that if an imam, in fact, Maulana Yusuf Ludhianvi even goes as far as saying that even if a muadhin gives adhan and he has no beard, that is makruhe tahrimi. And a man who is an imam and if he hasn't got a beard and you can't find nobody that has got a beard or who's perhaps qualified or whatever, it is agreed upon that your salat is makruhe tahrimi. What is it? Very close to haram, the guna, the sin that you have committed. Have you seen the imams of Haramain al-Sharifain? Brothers, you have seen Sheikh Abdul Rahman Sudaisi. Very long beard, mashallah. Have you seen Sheikh Khuzaifi, Medina Munawara? Possibly there was a text message that was going around, Aliyazu Billah. 99%, this must be from a Shia, who said, oh, Sheikh Khuzaifi died. Sheikh Khuzaifi died. And he died in the night, and Hazrat actually led the Isha namaz in Masjid Nabawi. And then he also led the Fajr namaz. And half the world was thinking that he has passed away, and people were making dua, panicking. What a great imam he is. But khair, this is the propaganda that comes from the Shias, because Sheikh Khuzaifi speaks out. And then you have another man, I call him the Khabis Yasir Habib. The Khabis Yasir Habib, a Shia, and punch his name in anyway, YouTube, and he has made it his mission openly in YouTube, openly making a mockery of Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. And in the city of London, they were celebrating, and the kids were chanting out, Al-Iyazu Billah, Al-Iyazu Billah, Al-Iyazu Billah. Allah is my witness in the house of Allah. They were saying, Aisha finnar, Aisha finnar, Aisha finnar, Allahu Akbar. The wife of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is in hellfire. Aisha, she's in hellfire. In London. Allahu Akbar. Wallahi, my respected brothers, if it was not for the scholars of this ummah, today our iman, we would not have iman, in fact. We would not. Imagine that these are the scholars who are out there speaking with force and strength. If that is the courage of the scholars, then look at the courage of the general public, their masses, their congregation. If this is their scholar, then what about the public, the masses? Openly making a mockery. And it burns your heart. And he was making a mockery of the beard of Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-ali al-azim. And so khair, my respected brothers and elders, these are things that we need to know. We have to know what is happening around us. People need to be educated. So a beard is the great sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. In fact, talking about Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala, very often Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala has been given this title to be Asad, Asadullah, the lion of Allah. He is the lion of Allah. And he is Asad. Asad means the lion. Some of the scholars have mentioned that this title is given to him because of how he was, his face. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala, generally, due to medical issues, he was bald most of the time. What was he? He was bald most of the time. This was only the practice of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala, not amongst the companions. Generally, this is not the practice or the sunnah. But due to some medical reasons, he was bald generally. And he had a massive beard. He had a massive beard. And when you look at Hazrat Ali, the soldier, with his beard, it's just like the king of the jungle, when the king of the jungle, the lion, is resting, and you see that the lion has got zulf, the lion has got hair all the way, and then a beard also, all the way around. Have you seen that? A crown on top and a crown here also. Up and down, everywhere a crown. And completely hair. And so he was called the lion, because that's how he was. This was the beard of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala. And also Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala's beard was also like that. Very, very similar. To khair, a very important sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, the face that needs to be accepted is very important also. See, when you need to give a lecture, when you need to say something, it has to be prepared. When you want to send a gift to somebody, you have to have a nice wrapper, it's wrapped properly. Similarly, when this body, it's time for this body to be deposited, and that it needs to go from one world to another world in the hereafter, and you put kafan on it, this parcel also must be presentable. And the angels actually look at the mayyit first. Yomunkar and Nakir, that they come. And of course your kiram and katibin are with you all the time. And the first thing they look is at the face of this person by. And of course when the face looks like the face of a believer, of a mu'min, it's a complete change in how they deal with a person. Even we would say, no, mashallah, hamara bhai hai. Kehta hai na, we say, so brother. Al-jinsu yameelu ila al-jins. So, this is very important. And so, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had a beard, without a doubt. When you look at his seerah, once a sahabi was questioned that, does Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam read Quran, read the Quran in his zuhur salah, and his Asr Salah, because Zuhr and Asr are silent prayers. So someone questioned, is there any proof? Have you heard a hadith that he does read the Quran, or he has said that you should read the Quran in Zuhr and Asr? We know of Fajr, we know of Maghrib, we know of Isha, but what about Zuhr and Asr? Hazrat Khabbab radiallahu ta'ala, and this is a hadith in Bukhari Sharif, he said that yes, Allah's Nabi reads the Quran. So they said, what is the proof? And Hazrat Khabbab radiallahu ta'ala an says that Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in Zuhur Salah, when he reads the Quran, we can actually see the beard moving. The fluttering of the beard. The beard moving. Now this beard will only move if it's at a good size. If it's a long beard. If it's a long beard. Otherwise it won't move. So obviously when he is praying, he's taking out the makharij, the words, so the tongue has to be twisted, the lips move, and the chin will move, and because of that the beard hair also moves and flutters. And so Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from the side, he had such a long beard that Sahaba-i Kiram Ajma'een could actually see from the side that this part was going up and down. So, can you see that? So it's moving. So this was their dalil, that Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam actually had a long beard. So this is the sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi. Many ahadith speak of this. On one occasion, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam was giving khutbah on a Friday, Jumu'ah, and a Bedouin came, and in his Jumu'ah khutbah, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, our possessions have been destroyed, our animals are dying, our children are hungry and thirsty. At that time in Arabia, there was a severe drought that afflicted that region, and there was famine there. And so there was no food, no water, no milk. And so in desperation, he stopped Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And he says, Ya Rasulullah, make dua. What a Nabi. In khutbah he stopped, and he made dua for rain. And he made dua for rain. In the hadith it comes, Hazrat Anas bin Malik radiyallahu ta'ala an is the rawi, narrator. He said, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam just lifted up his hands to make dua, that all of a sudden what we see is that there were clouds in the skies, like, and they gathered like how mountains have been gathered. And immediately started raining and pouring down. So much rain came down. Now this Sahabi actually describes the first thing, is that we saw that the entire beard of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam was wet. The entire beard was wet, subhanAllah. Again, the ulama say here that Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam had a long beard. Incredible hadith. And it started raining. And it rained all day. Next day it rained. Second day it rained. Third day it rained. Fourth day it rained. It rained and it rained until next Friday. And then next Friday, Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam is doing khutbah again, and the same Bedouin stutter. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It seems Allah will only accept your dua. Make dua that Allah makes this rain a mercy for us. And so Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lifted up his hands and he said, around us, Ya Allah, not on top of us. Subhanallah. What did he say? Around us, not on top of us. At that time, subhanallah, it was rain everywhere. It was rain everywhere. This was the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And Hazrat Anas radiyallahu ta'ala an, a sahabi who describes Huzur alayhi salam, he says that Allah's Nabi was not extremely white in color. No. Extremely fair. Very fair. It wasn't like that. Because to be completely white doesn't mean that you're handsome. One is Noor. And so he was not extremely, extremely white in complexion or completely like brown or light brown, but a unique color that was given to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was not very tall and not short. And then Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala an says that when Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam departed from this dunya, he had less than 20 gray hair. He had less than 20 grey hair. Allahu Akbar. Today, when you look inside, there's too many grey hair. But Allah's Nabi only had less than 20 grey hair. Beard and also the head. SubhanAllah. And so you will find many, many ahadith that speak of the fact that beard is very important. In fact, it is also mentioned in the Quran. قَالَ يَبْنَ أُمَّةِ لا تأخذ بلحيتي ولا برأسي. لا تأخذ بلحيتي ولا برأسي. When Musa alayhi salam came down and he saw that the people of Banu Israel were doing shirk, and so he got angry with his brother Harun alayhi salam. قال يا ابن أمة لا تأخذ بلحيتي ولا برأسي. And Musa alayhi salam grabbed his beard. And again the word is there, لحية. بلحيتي لا تأخذ بلحيتي. So don't hold me by my beard. So the word beard is there. This tells you that this is something which is generic. This is something which is natural. This is something which is fitra. This is something which is in the description of every Nabi that came. And so we have to be very, very proud as Muslims. We should not be shy. And alhamdulillah, in the UK, by the mercy of Allah, everyone here, youngsters, they have a beard, alhamdulillah. If I tell you one story, you won't laugh about it, eh? Arifai, we can trust our, you know. I went to India many years ago, and in fact, I wasn't married at that time. So when we went to India, it was very hot. So I went for a haircut. And so the barber, he was not a Muslim, and I had a long beard, inshallah, at that time, just after madrasa. So I said to him, you know, I want you to shave my head, or was it maybe number one or number two, just to cut all around, I can't recall that. So he said, that is fine. And then he said, he was about to shave the beard. He said, okay, let me also shave the beard. He could not actually believe that this man here comes from England and he's got a beard. It was hard for him to believe that. Because everybody now has become actors in India, right? Everyone are Khans and Allah knows what. They fall off from the top and jump back on top and God knows what they do and Allah knows what they do. And so, Allahu Akbar. So he said, I said, stop. I said, no, that's the beard, you can't touch that. He says, oh, okay. And you know how the barbers are, and they like to get on going, and they like to want to know more about you. He says, are you here to get married? The first thing. Are you here to get married? So I said to him, Allah knows best. Allah knows best. Actually, that was not the reason. Somebody was not well, that's why I was there. And he said, well, let me tell you one thing. In Gujarati, he's speaking to me, that with a beard like yours, nobody will give their daughters. With a beard like yours, nobody will give their daughters. Subhanallah. Allah, whatever he does, you know. And in fact, in that very same trip, a few weeks later, I went back for a haircut and I said, this is my father-in-law. I said, this is my father-in-law. So khair. And so this idea that if you have a beard, you don't look smart. And who said that? In fact, when you have a lovely beard, you look very handsome. Very handsome. That is why in one hadith, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, man kana lahu sha'run fal yukrimhu. Man kana lahu sha'run fal yukrimhu. Any man who Allah has blessed with hair, make ikram of that hair. Make ikram of that hair. That is why, according to some of the ulama, that if you can't keep your beard neat, then after one fist you should trim it. After one fist. In fact, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala an saw one man whose beard was unkempt and untidy. So he got angry and he said, trim it quickly. He trimmed it just there. So Islam is a beautiful religion. Islam is a beautiful religion. Now, how long should your beard be? How long should your beard be? Now, we have two groups of scholars. One group of scholars look into the hadith and say, Allah's Nabi has clearly said, let your beard grow. Bas. So there is no limits to it. There is no limits to it. And let it just grow and that is it. But of course, you have to make sure that it is neat. It has to be presentable. And so they don't actually trim their beards. And a lot of the scholars are of that opinion. Imam Hassan al-Basri is of that opinion. Hazrat Qatada is of that opinion. The great Shafi'i scholar Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayh is also of that opinion. And then you get another group of people who say, you know, that after one fist, after four fingers, the excess hair, you can trim. And that is the opinion of Imam Ibn Sirin, rahmatullah alayh. and the great Muhaddis, Imam Shaabi, Rahmatullah alayhi, everybody. So you have two groups of people. Khair, however, if you look into the madhahib, the madhab, all of the four madhab say that it is haram to shave your beard. What do they say? All. Imam Malik, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, Imam Shafi'i, and Imam Abu Hanifa. All of them say it is haram to actually shave your beard. And Imam Azam Abu Hanifa, rahmatullah alayhi, shaving I'm talking about, Imam Azam Abu Hanifa, rahmatullah alayhi, our madhab is that his student, Imam Muhammad, has mentioned in Kitab al-Athar that Imam Abu Hanifa relates from Sheikh Haytham, and Haytham relates from Hazrat Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala an, that after one fist, anything thereafter we would trim. Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala an is the son of Hazrat Umar. And so this is the madhab of Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayh. So you have to have at least one fist. And this is the opinion generally throughout of the majority of the scholars. This is the opinion throughout the majority of the scholars, that if somebody sees you, mashallah, they can see that this man has got a beard. And the reason for that is also, my respected brothers, in Islam, if you commit a sin, you can't make an announcement. A person will be doing sins, but it is not visible. Am I right? Somebody might swear at somebody, you were not there, it's invisible to you. You might have done something wrong, nobody has seen you. You are not fasting in the month of Ramadan, nobody has seen you. You have not gone for your salah, you have missed your salah, who has seen you? But this sin of shaving and to have a beard, or to make your face that it is such that if somebody looks at you, they would feel that, you know, I'm doubting this man, can I do salam to him, or can I, should I abstain from doing salam, because I really don't know whether he's a Muslim or he's not a Muslim. So there is an issue there. And so this means that you are actually openly committing a sin. And this is something which goes all the way from the time of Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu was salam to Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But at the same time, my respected brothers, we are not to take our Muslim brothers, if they don't have a beard or if they shave or whatever, we have to respect everybody. We have to respect everybody. But these are masail that we have to speak about. These are masail that we have to speak about. Only Allah knows who is most accepted in His court. Only Allah knows. And so, of course, the closer you are to the sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the better it is. In fact, if you look at history, the first community of people who started shaving completely, first people, were the people of Hazrat Lut alayhi salam. Who were they? The people of Hazrat Lut alayhi salam. These were the first people. If you go back to history, the first people to shave were the people of Hazrat Lut alayhi salam. And you know, when you start to shave and the sin that crept into this community of homosexuality, it was the people of Lut, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punished it. Allah punished it. It's a sign of a man. It is a sign of a man. And this is how, subhanallah, a Muslim should be, that he should be very, very proud. So if he wants to have a long beard, whatever, he should make sure that it is also neat. Or otherwise, at least to maintain it to four fingers. To maintain it to four fingers. These are the rules of Sharia. When Muslims entered Spain for the first time, the Spanish children were scared. The Spanish children were scared. They had never seen people with beards. So they ran away. When they saw the Muslims, they were scared. Who are these people? Because the Spanish people already, they were shaving at that time. So when Muslims entered Spain at that time, their children were actually scared. What is very important, my respected brothers, is that please look after your beard. You can't have hair sticking towards the east and then the west and then south, and then one south is longer and this is short, and then you get some people hair here and hair here, and Allahu Akbar, that if somebody looks at you, they want to laugh. Don't do that. Allah's Nabi would apply oil. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam would comb his hair. He would comb his beard. A lady who wears parda, she should, if she wants to wear parda, she should look smart. She should look smart. Your clothes have to be presentable. So when you go out, someone does not make a mockery of the sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That is why that balance is there in Sharia. And so your face is an identity. Very, very important. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. Hazrat Hakim ibn Hizam, 2 minutes. Hazrat Hakim ibn Hizam, he was not a Muslim. He went to Sham. When he went to Sham, the king of Sham at that time, he wanted to meet up with this traders, a caravan that came from Arabia. And so Hakim ibn Hizam was from Arabia at that time. So their leader of Sham spoke to him and said to him that, are you from Arabia? And he said, yes. He said, is there a man who claims to be a prophet? So Hakim ibn Hizam at that time was not a Muslim. He said, yes. He said, how are the people reacting to that? He said, some people are accepting his message, some are rejecting. He said, okay. And then he said, I want you to come with me. So he took Hakim ibn Hizam to this beautiful building, a palace which was well guarded. And he opened the doors, and then in the front room there was a painting which was covered. And then he uncovered the painting so Hakim ibn Hizam could see, and he said that, do you recognize this man? So Hakim ibn Hizam said, we don't know him. He said, this is the image and the painting of Adam alayhi salam. Adam alayhi salam. Through generations, people have preserved the image of these prophets. And then he took him to another room. He said, do you recognize this man? He says, no. He says, this is Ibrahim alayhi salam. This is Musa alayhi salam. One by one, he was taken to all the different rooms, and he saw all the different prophets. And then there was one room, a very special room, a very big frame in front. He says, now I want you to look at this picture and tell me, do you recognize this man? And so when he removed the cover, Hakim ibn Hizam said, yes, he is Muhammad ibn Abdullah. Who is he? Muhammad ibn? They actually had the painting of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And he said, this has been painted 1,000 years ago from the scriptures. 1,000 years ago from the scriptures, that every prophet that came gave a complete description of this great prophet who is to come. And he says, you can verify that this is the same man. He says, this is exactly the same man. And behind were two other pictures. And Hakim ibn Hizam said, he is the son of Abu Quhafa. That was the painting of Hazrat Abu Bakr and Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala. So these were the two companions. Allahu Akbar Kabira. And so my respected brothers and elders, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. There is scientific benefits also. Scholars and even scientists have mentioned that your natural cells that Allah has affixed to your face by shaving it, you're actually making yourself look very old. That is why when you age, and if you haven't got a beard, the skin actually loses its elasticity. The skin loses its elasticity. And a person feels very old. That's why when you look at a man who hasn't got a beard and he's 50 plus. In fact, if a child starts to shave at the age of 15, and if he's doing that until the age of 55, for 139 days he has wasted his time in shaving. For 139 days he has wasted his time in shaving. And so alhamdulillah, Islamic garb, Islamic dress, how to maintain your body, everything is in the Sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and we should be very proud and we should respect every individual of the Muslim community. These are masail that we have mentioned. Allah give us all the tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Allahumma taqabbal minna wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Sami'na wa ata'na ghufranaka rabbana wa ilayka al-masir bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahim.